Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter. Gone up in blueprint.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie, intellectual property attorney, and partner in Gallagher & Dossie, invention-protection.com. Right, Dave?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
That's the website, so check that out. It's not your grandfather's intellectual property attorney website. Not your grandfather's patent attorney, your website either. And we're talking about patent reform is the heart of the discussion. And one of the things David was talking about is that there are politicians who, I guess maybe they're being lobbied, Dave, to try to reform the patent codes to prevent patent trolls, people who just sit on patents so they can sue people who wander off into their domain or something that they own. That they're trying to use small business as a straw man, saying that a small business could inadvertently wander over into an area and get caught up in a patent troll snare and be harmed, and that's the reason why they're recommending more patent reform. Is that, did I capsulize that pretty close to it?
Right. You know, they want to get you to believe that, well, patent trolls couldn't possibly own any decent patents. They only own the garbage patents, the junk patents. And right. How are we going to deal with those junk patents that keep costing everyone money? Well, there are a lot of ways to deal with those junk patents. There's always been in the past a system to have patents reexamined. Now there's a system called a post-grant review where people can go out and challenge issued patents aside from litigation. But the politicians and the lobbyists want to, like you say, tie this in as a straw man with small businesses, that this legislation is really there to protect the small business. And this term, six different bills are introduced that have something to do with patent legislation, patent reform, and
they're not coordinated at all. They're just six different bills.
Yeah, pretty much. There's, you know, there are similarities between them, and several of them go to frivolous patent litigation, where several go to kind of fraudulent letters that people receive when they're being accused of patent infringement and how to deal with that. And those bills, I think, they're not going to shake up and turn the system upside down, so they are not as big of a risk of screwing up the whole patent system, whereas the kind of the leading bipartisan bills, one of the key aspects of them is what we call fee shifting, or moving to a loser pays system.
Right.
That
it's kind of like the European method of litigation.
Right. But
which I wish America had.
Well, and there are a lot of different opinions on that, but carving just that out just for patent litigation is not the way to go, because if you truly are a tech startup and you're out trying to get venture capital funding, and you're doing it on the basis of just a handful of patents, well, you know, if you had to enforce those against a big company, and the prospect is that you're hit with their legal fees of $15 million if you lose, that could bankrupt the company.
Well, especially if I'm a little company, in fact, as David knows, I had a situation like this in my history where I had to weigh the option of expenses to protect something. David, if I'd had the specter of covering both of our expenses, that would have been a dampener on this small business.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
So that's what you're saying. The reason why you don't like the loser pay for the patent is because it actually would hurt a small business.
Well, they may have a great patent that they're afraid to ever.
They own it. Somebody's abusing it, right?
Right, right. And yeah. You know, if I'm an investor in it, and I think, oh my goodness, there's a chance that this company could totally go under if we go knock on Google's door,
right,
or Apple's door. Mm.
And folks, and David, this is where I'm trying to make sure we get to the point where it's clear what's in this thing for small business. One of the things that I've encouraged them to do when I talk about this, even when you're not here, David, is don't secure intellectual property. Don't go to the expense and the trouble to secure it if you're not prepared to defend it.
Absolutely.
And so if they pass this loser pays thing, it would be more onerous on a little company to defend themselves, wouldn't it?
Well, you would. The risk is significantly
right.
higher, without
mm-hmm.
a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep in mind, I mentioned these other ways to get rid of junk patents, but most patent litigation right now, and certainly with NPEs or patent trolls, involves software-related patents. And a Supreme Court decision recently, in this one case, effectively almost dealt a death blow to software-related patents.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the patent trolls asserting software patents, I don't have a particular statistic to give, but if it didn't drop by 50% just after that Supreme Court decision, I would be surprised.
Mm-hmm. So, we got to take a break here, Dave. Folks,
okay.
This is, I know in a way, maybe this sounds a little bit in the weeds, but if you'll just pay a little bit of attention to what Dave's talking about here, one of the main things I want you to get from this is whenever you hear someone in Washington talk about this is what's good for small business, be careful, because most of them don't know anything about small business, let alone what's good for us. They're probably using us as...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.